WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, in 11 days, we change the clocks. The end of daylight saving time. I know a lot of people get a little bit of anxiety about it and say that it takes up to 13 days for them to adjust their internal clock after the time change. It's just an hour. It's not so bad. Here's Hall & Oates.
80s, 90s, and more.
Love, Jack. You say,
oh, tainted love.
99.7 Max FM.
Shot through the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
I didn't mean
face when you're trying to be nice. Whoa, I don't mean to turn you. Hey, now why should I feel guilty? 'Cause I won't give guilty. 'Cause I won't give in. I don't mean to turn you.
'90s and more.
99 Max FM.
Jay Roberts on 99.7 Max FM. Hey, once again, I want to congratulate Blues Traveler frontman John Popper. Got married the weekend before last. He definitely married up, though. He married the daughter of Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple Computers. Smart move. It's true love, though. I have seen those two together. Here's Runaround.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
The sun fell down. You kept it going.
And more, 99.7 Max FM. So just the other day, I was thinking about how crazy it is that our pets, our dogs and cats, came from wild animals. At one point, they were wild, or they are descendants of wild animals, and now we have them in our homes. We have them sleeping in our beds with us. How is that all possible? Well, I just was reading an article this morning that was talking about the domestication of cats, and the question is, where do house cats come from? Well, they originated from wild cats in the Near East and ancient Egypt. They were actually domesticated around 12,000 years ago, and they were brought on ships to help keep food stores safe by killing rodents. They were actually once worshipped as sacred animals as well in ancient Egypt. Sometimes they were mummified and even dressed in jewelry. That's where the cats come from. If you have a cat in your life, there you go. Don't be worshiping your cat, though, anymore, all right?
Back by popular demand, Wisconsin's largest and most spectacular Christmas show, Christmas in the Dells, kicks off the holiday season Friday, November 1st. It all starts with a four-course Christmas feast, complete with ham, turkey, and all the fix-its, and with new songs, cast, and costumes, plus a third show added on Saturdays. This truly will be a magical holiday season, highlighted by a live nativity, complete with real animals and flying angels. Christmas in the Dells is not to be missed. Want to save 20% off tickets? Use promo code SAVE20% at checkout, and you'll do exactly that. Save 20% off of any of the November Christmas in the Adele's shows. Not sure of the date you want to attend? You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date later. It'll make a great Christmas gift for family, friends, employees, everyone. But you need to hurry. The promotion will end soon. Get your tickets today at ChristmasInTheDells.com. That's ChristmasInTheDells.com.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class, fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Still quite comfortable today with highs reaching the low 70s as winds still whip up a fire danger. Few spotty showers or sprinkles are possible this afternoon as we become mostly cloudy. Winds shift out of the north after midnight and blast us, suppressing our highs tomorrow to just the low 50s. For fall and winter getaways plus holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
99.7
missionaries in a foreign field. For some reason I can't explain. Once you go, there was never, never an honest word. And that was when I ruled the world. It was the wicked and wild wind blew down the doors to let me in. Shattered windows and the sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become. Revolutionaries wait for my head on a silver plate. Just a puppet on a lonely string. Oh, who would ever want to be king? I hear Jerusalem bells ringing. Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield. My missionary.
Reach out, make a request, say hi. You can send us a text message using the Civic Media app. Just download Civic Media and find us in there to search 99.7 Max FM. Use the text feature. Here's Prince.
Cool. When it hits the bottom, I'm
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. About you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know. I said maybe
Now quite famous for not only their music, but for their arguments. Noel and Liam Gallagher, Brothers Oasis, on 99.7 Max FM. Going to be headed stateside for the North American leg of their tour. Select dates have been announced, more probably to come. I think a lot of people are thinking maybe they won't even make it over here because they'll split up before that happens. I don't know. I think they're seeing dollar signs at this point with all of the talk and all of the concert tickets selling out so quickly, so time will tell.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worry about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. There'll be a vast number of spooky events all around the Halloween season this upcoming weekend. The Baraboo Children's Museum will be hosting both their Trick or Trot event as well as the Trunk or Treat event. Details for both can be found at the Baraboo Children's Museum Facebook page or Baraboo Children's Museum.org. River Hills Church in Sauk Prairie will also be hosting a Sauk Prairie Trunk or Treat event. In addition to walking through and collecting candy, you can also play games, enjoy face painting, and savor some delicious snacks. They'll have hot chocolate, apple cider, coffee, or mix your own mocktails to satisfy your hunger with a selection of snacks from 2 to 3 food trucks as well. This event will be on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 6 p.m. And also on that same Saturday from 3 until 8 p.m., Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be hosting the annual Pumpkin Carving Contest plus crafts and the Halloween Hike. Pumpkin carving will be happening from 3 until 5:30. Halloween torchlit hike will be from 6 until 8 p.m. with crafts for kids in the Rock Elm Shelter from 5:30 until 7 p.m. There'll also be concessions in the Chateau. It is a free event, but you will need a state park sticker. They do also ask for a goodwill donation. Again, this is also on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 8 p.m. Downtown Reedsburg will be hosting their Halloween treat walk. Fun for all ages. Have the kids dressed up in their Halloween costumes and walk through from 3 until 4 p.m. The Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin, Reedsburg, Sauk County will be leading the walk. Meet at the Boys and Girls Club at 2:30 to line up for the walk. These are just a few of the many events. Be sure to check out many of the local businesses as well as area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details on these and many more events.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Wasn't hurting it.
you probably heard Dave Grant talking about it this morning as he wrapped up the morning show. 44-year-old Florida man got arrested on Friday for posing as a security guard to get into a Taylor Swift concert. Yeah, it's true. It's not only your 12-year-old niece that would lie, cheat, and steal to see Taylor. Guy was apparently hired, I don't know, was he like an Uber driver? Something. He was hired to transport some women to the concert, ended up using them as a scapegoat to say, hey, they wanted me to provide security in the concert as well. The women denied that. The man got in some trouble.